And you are tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI, 99.5 FM in New York, and on the web at WBAI.org. The time now is 12:01, and it's time for Night Shift.
I wish they'd hurry up with that transmission. I want to go to bed. I suggest that you reach deep down inside yourself there and try and find something that'll keep you awake just a little while longer, because this transmission coming up may just rekindle your will to live.
Hi, this is Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia.
Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia.
This is Tom Central. Channel open for Executive Order AUC-3423.
Listen to this, boys.
I've lost the use of my heart, but I'm still alive. Still looking for the light.
And you don't think it's time somebody had a dream again, huh? You don't think that it's time that somebody cared enough to have a dream?
I'm at the borderline of my faith. I'm in the hinterland of my devotion. In the front line of this battle of mine, but I'm still alive. I'm a soldier, love. Every day and night. I'm a soldier, love. All the days of my life.
I've been torn up inside. Oh.
How long has it been since you've slept?
I don't know. Fine. I never seem to get tired. But I know I haven't slept since this thing began.
Designed to keep me inside, but it keeps everyone else in too. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
fighting.
I think there's no place to hide.
Bound by thought, being voice is equally received by all of them. That is the way we are focused upon you. But we do not worry. We are not bound by thought. Because when we are not with you, we love you, but we don't think of you.
Oh.
You know what? I think I can even turn the mic. Where are you? Where are you? Move. Can you move? Oh, no. I have to move. Well, you're tuned to Listen Sponsored Radio, WBAI 99.5 FM. It's 12:21. The name of the show.
Night Shift.
Chris, is this you?
Hello?
Hello? Who is
Hello?
This? Hello? Who is this? Hello?
Yep.
Ding dong ditch.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air. Okay. Well, you know, the thing is, just so you know, because you haven't been here long enough, there are two kinds of people listening.
Nope.
There are listeners. Callers are the people who call, even if you don't give out the number, you don't even tell them what the topic is or what the theme is. They'll just call.
I think I'm a caller.
You're a caller?
Yes.
There it is. It's okay. And hello, you're on the air. Who is this? Hello? Okay. Then there are the people who hang up on themselves. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, hello.
Yes? You have to turn down your radio, ma'am. Ma'am?
Turn on the radio and say something about yourself.
Just call. I think I'm a caller.
Okay. Maybe she just figured. So we know people are listening. Hello, you're on the air. All right. Should I maybe give out the phone number and see what kind of people call? Hello, you're on the air. All right. Well, at some point, some people will get through. And you are tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI. 99.5 FM, and the name of the show,
Night Shift.
And we do have a theme. We have quite a bit of life is like science fiction. I have some tickets to give away. We have some things to show you. You're on the air. All right. These are more people calling. I haven't given up. Do you remember the number? You haven't been here yet.
Yeah, no, I know the number.
What's the number?
212.
Okay.
209.
That's it.
Hello.
29. Ooh. 2900.
Very good.
Call me.
Now, here's the deal. Here's what the theme is. The theme is scams. And the reason I bring up scams, and I've been thinking about it for a while, is because I get so much scam spam. Do you get a lot of scam spam? Like where people telling you you have money and you've got money?
God, no.
I get so much of it. And some of it I want to read. I get so much of it that each one, it's a different concept. They have phone numbers you can call.
Nigerian prince.
Nigerian prince, that's so like late 20th century. I mean, I've gotten from, you know, various, you know, people in Iraq who have a lot of money and just want to give it to some American.
I don't really see where the scam comes in there.
And how, have you gotten any of the mystery shopper scam? Have you gotten that one?
Oh, sure. I do that. I always fill those out.
You fill those out?
Every now and then you get like a little baggie of, you know, post cereal.
Every now and then
you get some stuff.
You haven't paid out any money for this?
No, I've never paid anything for it.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. All right. Maybe something's up tonight with the whole, maybe every time I bring somebody in, they... Hello, you're on the air.
Maybe it's a scam.
Exactly. Hello, you're on the air. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. All right. Well, we're streaming now, just in case. If you're listening to us here on the air, we are streaming live on Ustream. You can go to the Night Shift Facebook page and get the link there and watch us live as we do what we're going to do in the morning. And if you can guess the two creatures sitting on the table, then you will win a prize. And we do have tickets to give away for Creature.
Creature.
Creature. It's sort of a cross between Creature from the Black Lagoon and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Ooh.
It's called Creature. And we have a free screening on Thursday. Just for Night Shift listeners. Hello. Let's see. Hello, you on the air? Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Hello, you on the air?
It hurts a little more every time.
You think maybe they can't hear us? They don't know they're being picked up? Hello, you on the air? Hello? Okay,
let's write a techno song just doing this.
Exactly.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Can you hear us?
Hello?
I'm going to venture to say he can't hear us.
Is Hello? Your co-host an actress?
Yes.
She spells her name a little differently.
That's George. Hello, you're on the air.
Yo.
Is it Chris?
Fuck.
Chris?
Sounded like him.
Yeah, but he may have been possessed by a freak or something for a second. Chris, is it really you,
can't
Chris?
Can't hear you.
He can't hear us.
Oh, that's
That's
it.
What it is. I wonder why he can't hear us.
Hello?
Chris? Huh. Nobody can hear us. Oh. Something up with that.
Oh, well.
Well, it'll be an interesting show. All right, how about this? Let's try this. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? No, I guess...
Wow.
Guess that doesn't do it either. And Max is not here. He might know. Well... Until then, I'm going to go to something different. Hello? What's good now is that now that we're on Ustream, you can actually see me pressing the buttons and looking confused, which is basically what I'm doing now because I don't know why nobody can hear us. But if we can't get this phone to work, I'm just going to go to one of the stories and tell you some scams that I've been involved in. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Oh, look, mute was on. How about that?
Oh,
hello.
Hello, you're in the air.
Hello. Okay.
That's the guy that comes through. Hello, you're in the air.
WBAI, New York, 99.5 FM.
Hello, you're in the air.
Speak up, please.
Can you hear us?
Can't hear ya.
No?
You know, I guess he can't hear us. I don't know what any of these buttons do because I never pressed them. But let's try this. Hello, you're in the air.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Morning.
Yeah.
Hello?
Suffer the loss of his own soul.
Well, Max came in and pushed a button. Let's see what happens. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
That Chucky doll has my DGM?
Yes, it's Vlad. It's got to be Vlad. Are you there, Rachel?
I could hear you perfectly. Mm-hmm.
You could hear us perfectly? All right, well, I think we just fixed the problem. Max did. He came in and pressed the button. Hello, you're in the air.
He just walked into the room.
He walked in and pressed the button.
I've been calling and I've been getting, like, craziness.
You've been getting craziness?
I've been getting craziness. It's like drops. It's the first time I've, like, connected with the night shift.
Well, you know, I got to tell you that...
Is it one of those nights?
Well, whenever you call us, you're going to get connected to the craziness. That's basically what I'm telling you.
I understand.
Now, who is this?
Who do you think it is?
I'm not sure.
Oh, come on.
I think
yeah.
I know. I think I know. Well, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever been scammed?
Have I ever been scanned or scammed?
Scammed, not scabbed. Scammed.
once, many moons ago.
Tell me
what happened.
It was at a carnival.
All right, a carnival. Okay.
Yes.
What kind of carnival was this?
It was a fireman's carnival at Mastic Beach in Long Island.
Okay. Hmm. So you're at the carnival.
Right. And, you know, you're there, and you're thinking, well, it's a fundraiser carnival. Because it's a volunteer fire department, you know?
Okay.
And so you go, and you're playing this game, and the way the game works, it's like it's a dollar bet. You add up the numbers, and you get points, and you can win prizes, and then you can let it slide. Once you hit a certain level, you can continue playing, but it's $5 a bet. What happened was that there were these pegs and these holes, and there were numbers, and they would let these balls roll, and the guy would add them up kind of thing. And I got to notice that he varied between using the numbers above where the ball landed and below where the ball landed.
Mm.
So, all of a sudden, when we had been winning, and now it went to this other level, and we had invested some money kind of thing,
So you started. You started to win, and the greed came out.
No, we were winning, and then it went to this next level where it was more to play. And you won one or two times, and you wanted one of the better prizes. And basically, what happens is you're throwing in more money, but basically all of a sudden now you're starting to lose.
Ooh.
So, and I noticed the way he was adding up the numbers. So all of a sudden I was like, whoa, hold on a second here. Are you adding the numbers below the hole when the ball goes through it, or are you adding the numbers above the hole?
What a meanie.
So, and he's like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, if you add the numbers this way, we win. If you add the numbers this way you just added, then we lose.
Okay.
So at that point, he gave me some money back, and we walked away.
That's just a mild scamming there, Joe.
Well, that's the worst I've ever been scammed.
That's how the game goes. Once you figure it out,
you extort him. You're excused. Chris, are you trying to call?
Yeah, man, every time I call in, you click me in, but I'm out at my show, so I can't hear the show, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I told you he was out. It was show season.
Chris is out of the show, so he doesn't know what's going on. Chris, we're here, and we don't really know what's going on. But you could try calling back in. We'll try and bring you in. How's that?
You pick me up, but I'm not hearing anything. I don't get any audio.
That's because something was wrong. Max came out and pressed a button, and we're good to go.
Ah, okay. See, there you go. That's what happened to me, myself, and I. Calling in, and this is what was happening.
I understand. So, Rachel, you have a story?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of them.
And do you, Rachel says there's a scam that she doesn't want to admit that she was scammed.
Oh, no. I just thought of one that I can tell.
You have a scam story?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Talk to you.
Back in high school, me and my friend went to a psychic. Mm. And it was kind of like a side of the road, beach town shack of a place. We went in. And
Give us a locale. Where in the
25,
country
is this? This is Danvers, Massachusetts.
Mm.
Back when I was growing up in the North Shore. Mm. So we go in, 25 pop. My friend goes downstairs and I go upstairs to the studio, which just ends up being a bedroom. So we walk into this room and there's like a down comforter crumpled in a corner. She kind of like flattens it out over the bed. We sit down. She starts telling me about the white house that I'm going to live in. And later, in like my large family, the white house overlooking the water. And later, me and my friend got the same fortune.
Mm.
But what's more...
You'll be together.
Oh, yeah. What's more, at the end of the telling, she wanted me to buy these stones from her. They were like $19 a piece. And you put them all over your body and become rejuvenated and revitalized. So, I said, man, isn't there some way I can become rejuvenated without the stones? You know, I'm...
You didn't believe in
it. I'm a poor girl. I'm a student
here. You didn't believe in the rejuvenator stones?
16 years old. And she said, can a dentist work without his tools?
Stop.
She did.
You can walk into a Korean massage.
She said it. She said that.
Wow. Okay.
We ran out of there.
That's a near
50
scam.
$50 down the drain.
Near scam, but $50, huh?
$50.
Wow, 50,
And you didn't get any rejuvenation stones.
None.
Wow. It was a Korean massage parlor.
Joe, how much can you get rejuvenation stones for?
I know a little place in Texas where I could probably get a whole box for like $50.
Really? You get a box of rejuvenation stones?
You know, a whole box already cleansed.
Are they authentic? Are they authentic?
Authentic. Yes, because
juvies. Juvie rubies.
Exactly. Ruby-colored juvies. So, Joe?
Yes.
I understand.
Mr. Sergeant.
I understand.
By the way, I just wanted to point out something that Showtime, the network, has a new teaser that they do for their shows, and they're ripping off the Night Shift.
How so? Talk to me. This is an outrage. What happened?
Well, basically, it's this scene, and it's slow motion, and the characters are like doing things, and some things in the reverse, and all of a sudden, it's like this, like, you know, trippy, loungy kind of music, and then they'll stop and they'll go, "Brace yourself," and then another character will go, "Showtime."
Stop, really?
Yes.
Wow. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, you got me now.
Is this you, Chris?
It's me.
Chris, where are you? Are you in Massachusetts?
I'm out at Brimfield, Massachusetts.
You're in Massachusetts.
Ooh,
now.
The homeland. Yeah.
We just had a Massachusetts story.
Oh,
now,
really?
Yeah, well, the theme is scams.
Yeah, I'm in a scam right now.
You're in a scam right now? Tell me.
Yeah, we're trying to make money on something. We've got this deal going on this antique thing, you know?
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Can I tell you?
Hello.
Okay. Hello.
You want to be part of our scam?
Hello.
Yeah, I should see you again. You disconnected me. I wasn't the one screaming.
Oh, I didn't know who it was. Joe, it's Chris. Chris, it's Joe.
Hello, Joe. Chris.
Where's Joe?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah. Where are you?
I'm in Queens tonight. I've been busy working on a bunch of different things. So
Chris is in Massachusetts.
Awesome. So who's on? So it's me, you, Mike. Who else is here?
Chucky.
Chucky's here?
Chucky's here.
All right.
You can't see us streaming. Chucky's here with a certain creature. A mystery creature.
Okay.
So only certain. I'll give a close up. Can you give a close up to the viewers of the
Don't call
creature?
Me a mystery creature anymore.
No,
I don't like it.
Can you give a close up?
A mystery creature.
Mystery creature.
Close up
of the mystery creature.
Yes, yeah, surely.
Anybody who's actually watching, show the front of the creature. There it is. The mystery creature, yes. Joe, are you watching?
No, I'm not. I'm actually multitasking. I'm watching into this movie Triangle.
You're watching a movie while you do the show?
While I do the show, I'm multitasking.
What the hell is
How
that?
How awesome
Joe?
Is that?
That's because I can do that. I can separate sides of my brain.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. So here you go.
So you're not actually watching the show streaming on Ustream.
But what's this? Is this creature have anything to do with the creature? As in the tickets that
this is not the creature. The tickets. I was just telling people about the tickets we're giving out. We're having a screening on Thursday, and it's at 7 o'clock. And all you have to do to get the ticket is to email us.
Wow.
At lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com. We will email you the ticket. You print it out. Bring your friends. And it's this Thursday. I think it's. Is it 7 o'clock, Joe?
I believe it's 7:30.
7:30. So, you know, get there early. Creature is basically in my opinion, as not the horror maven that Joe Masuri is, but it is basically a combination between Creature from the Black Lagoon and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
And a little bit of Hatchet, too.
Well, you see, I didn't see Hatchet.
There you go. But it's got Sid Haig in there. And loves Sid Haig, the movie star, the most notably in both The Devil's Rejects, Rob Zombie's movie, he was very good as Captain Spaulding.
Okay.
Sid
Haig is in it. You've seen the movie too?
Yes, I've seen the movie also.
I've seen the movie.
Yes. So actually, it's got some really good production designs. Nice score. Our fans will be satisfied. And it's kind of like an urban legend thing, you know?
lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com. Just
there
put
go.
Creature in the headline.
Get your... And you know what the interesting thing is? Who is distributing it?
Who's distributing it?
The Bubble Factory.
Okay. Now, speaking of scams, I just want to read this to you. And you tell me if you feel that this is a scam, okay? I like your reading here. You just read the title here. You tell me if this sounds like a scam to you. And just look at the equipment.
Oh, I saw that. I was flying last week. Okay.
You were flying last week. Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what they sell you when you're in the Sky Mall. Okay.
Out of Sky Mall magazine.
All right, go ahead. Tell me if you think it's a...
It's active forever. They're putting out the iGrow.
Is it
Apple doesn't put it out?
Exactly.
Laser hair rejuvenation treatment. So
laser
no way to
hair reju. Now, Joe.
Yes, Michael.
What the hell does lasers have to do with hair rejuvenation?
I thought lasers removed hair. I mean,
that's always been my concept. But go ahead. what is the pitch?
iGrow laser hair rejuvenation treatment is the world's most advanced hands-free rejuvenation system, which utilizes a patent pending combination of LED lights and low level lasers for thicker,
LED
fuller
lights
hair.
And low-level lasers.
That's good. Won't get so hot.
Don't throw away your CD player. Can you hold that up to the screen?
Thicker, there? Fuller hair for men and women. Yeah.
So will that grow hair any place you put it?
You know, it's got a contraption that you put on your head. Isn't it some kind of thing
with
glowing LEDs?
Yeah, it looks a lot
LEDs?
Like Mike's headphones, actually.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm growing hair now while I'm doing the show.
It kind of looks like headphones with a George Foreman grill attached on top.
So according to Joe, it can grow hair anywhere. So it can grow hair like on your like you're on your ass. That's really bad.
Ooh, I don't know. We'd have to find a way to get it around your bum. You don't have a
like
small
maybe, like,
bum
you know,
for
your
that.
Feet or your knee or...
Yeah.
Really, yeah, you wear it on your head. It has a little remote.
It's got a remote.
And it's iPod and MP3 compatible.
There
and
it is.
The mannequin that which
MP3
is wearing it.
MP3 compatible. What does that mean? Like it's got headphones that you can listen to music while you're wearing
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it has headphones. I mean,
okay.
what
a mannequin's wearing it?
I like
no
that.
Hair on
a
it?
Mannequin's wearing it. So this mannequin looks like it's spurting Jello out of its head.
Wow.
That little Jello beads.
That sells me. Now, do you think it's a scam? To me, I mean, they've got about four
like
or five products.
I would like to get a hairless cat and put the hairless cat inside the thing and see if we can make it grow hair.
It's yes, $695.
That's right.
How much?
$695.
Yes.
$695.
That's correct. Is it
you
a scam?
Do...
Here's the question. Like, wouldn't you be embarrassed to sue them? I mean, maybe that's how they're protected.
I don't know. $690. I want it back. But,
No, because there's probably some kind of form on the website, like a tort reform thing where you can't sue them.
Right, like by using this product, you acknowledge that it may not do anything.
Exactly.
And you won't ask for your money back.
Yeah, and you gotta use it a lot. You have to use it a lot. 25-minute treatments a few times a week for 10 to 12 weeks of regular use.
And then what'll happen?
Thicker, fuller, healthier hair. Which is just... I mean...
Thicker.
Now, let me have this back for a second. Okay, if that works, if that's the technology for rejuvenating hair, explain to me what this is.
It's the same thing, right? Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember. It's the Sky Mall. I remember all of it.
What the hell?
This one is totally boring. It's the Iris Store. It's a new revolutionary device to control your thinning hair, but it does a similar thing here. It uses red luminous optical lights to provide phototherapy, a scientific process.
Phototherapy.
Providing stimulation to cells in your hair follicles.
Maybe it's like, you know.
This one.
You'll grow green hair.
Ooh, yeah. It's slightly cheaper at $499. However, it does not have the built-in headphones, and it is not MP3 or iPod.
It is not. I will forget it then. Forget it. Joe?
I'm detecting a theme here, Mike.
No, it's not a theme. It's just I just wonder. It's like I see these
are
things.
Are you experiencing thinning hair?
You know, it's not about that. It's just about all right. I got another story, another ridiculous product in here for you. But,
oh, okay. But is it a ridiculous product or a scam?
You know, that's really a good question. But Rachel has another story. Rachel, you have another story.
It's not quite a story as much as a. Service. CrabRevenge.com.
Do you know about this, Joe?
Is this the Crab Revenge site? Is to get revenge on people who give you crabs?
Well, if they had crabs, they wouldn't need Crab Revenge. Because Crab Revenge, you will send them crabs.
Exactly.
Now, talk to me.
We sell revenge in a vial, and yes, we are proud of it, is their tagline.
And what do they actually sell you?
Well, it says, just here, while quality revenge is hard to come by these days, we have a method that is so insulting and disgusting that you should never wish it on anyone. Never mind actually go and do it, and we don't encourage you to. All we encourage you to do is to give us money, and we'll send you a package in the mail with tiny purple dots in it. Wait a second. Crabs is purple? Since when is crabs purple? Is crabs purple?
These are newfangled crabs.
I don't know anything about these crabs.
Genetically engineered revenge crabs.
Exactly. Designer crabs.
Like nanobots.
Exactly.
Sprinkle it in bedding or clothing of the one you once loved.
of the one you once loved.
Let's ensure that's
I'd like to do the voiceover for the commercial. Sprinkle it into the bed of the one you once loved.
You know that website where you can send animal poop to people?
No.
Have you been to that one?
I don't get around. Mm. No. What's the animal poop?
God, you can pick the animal poop. I don't know the URL. It's like, I think it might be just elephant poop.
Oh, really? Just.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Well, I would say elephant poop would make more sense because you can get it, more of it.
You know,
you get it
man.
In bulk.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
What
so.
About the guy you can eat
a poop.
You can eat elephant poop. There's like nutrition in there.
No, you don't eat it. You squeeze the water out of it.
By the way, somebody texted me. They said, "How long before they kill the black guy and creature?" Just asking.
Oh, he survived.
There it is. I don't want to say anything.
Survival of the fittest.
The black guy.
Politically correct.
Yeah, but you don't
give
that.
A long time.
Don't give that away.
Mm-hmm. Now the people are going to want to see it.
People are going to want to see it. Well, we're on Ustream right now, and you're tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI 99.5 FM. And someone earlier accused me of being cool jazz. What was that accused of? You heard
cool
it.
Jazz guy.
Cool jazz guy.
There was some cool jazz on.
I'm offended. Anyway, Joe.
Yeah, you haven't been playing a lot of funky music lately.
I have or have not?
Have not.
I have not. No. You have not.
It's just been in like this one, like, very narrow zone.
No, it's the effect Rachel's having on him tonight.
No, but even before that, listening back to the shows, he's like in this, like, you know.
He was
out of mood.
All right, now he's going to get all riled up. He's going to play some funky stuff.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, last week he was playing Star Trek music on.
Well, I had Norman Spinrad on.
We had some, you know,
Star
Trek music, but other than that.
See,
who's not here every week. All right, well.
I
do have a story for you.
Tell me a story.
I'll tell you a story.
I want a music, though, because with, like, the dialogue, it makes it hard to hear you.
There you go.
What happened to the story? Waiting.
Joe?
I'm here.
Where'd they go?
I have no idea.
They disappeared. Just you and me now, Joe. That's it. They went on to their ridiculous product, and they disappeared with it.
They're doing something on streaming we have no idea about. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you back, Miguel?
What?
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds like Miguel. It does.
No, it's not Miguel.
Who's that?
It's Frank.
Hey, Frank, what's up, brother?
What's going on?
What are you doing tonight?
I'm on the air, right?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
We're in an interlude right now. Mike and Rachel took a time machine that disappeared.
Oh.
They're time traveling.
Tired, man.
Have you been scammed, Frank?
Yeah, Frank's got scammed.
I got scammed. Did I tell you? I told you the story, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you told it earlier on and I wasn't here.
I think I told Mike the story.
Joe knows how I got scammed.
Got scammed bad. I was really stupid.
What happened?
You sent in money and you didn't get your DMG?
No, I got scammed. I told Mike.
You wouldn't happen to have a copy, Joe, would you?
Mike's going to remember when I say this. I just started going out. I was clubbing one day, like 21 years old.
Right.
And I bump into some guy and he's like, "Oh, you know, I see you guys, you know, it was me and a friend. You guys are really, you know, you're good with the ladies and this and that." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, you know, we like having fun." And he's like, "Hey, man, here's my number." And he's like, "Why don't you page me? Because I have a sweet deal for you guys. I got girls that, you know, we could party with. But, you know, you gotta give me some money, like an entrance fee to get with these girls."
Okay.
I'm like, oh, that sounds like a sweet deal to me, you know? Whatever. He's like, it's a VIP club, and I'm stupid. I'm not realizing, you know, this guy.
You were young.
Right, right. So I'm just anxious to meet all these girls who just want, you know, casual sex with men, and, you know, so, all right. One day, me and a friend, me and the same friend, we page him. And this is like, this is back in the days when pagers were being used. We page this guy, he calls us back. So he's like, well, what you can do is, you know, he goes, I'm not in New York right now. He's like, what you can do is, you can pay me through Western Union, right? And you can send $200 to me for you and your friend, because it's $100 entrance fee. And you can get in. I said, whoa. I said, no, we're not going to do that, because what if, you know, what if we go to this place that you're going to send us to, and, you know, he's like, oh, you know, and they don't let us in, and we send you $200. He's like, all right, if that's the way you want to do it, cool. Then I want you to meet up with my buddy Andre, and Andre is going to wait for you, and he gives us the address.
He was.
Okay, so he gives us the address, so we go to this address.
That's a real complicated way to get laid.
What was it, 110 Wall Street? Go ahead.
No. So he takes us somewhere on 34th Street.
Must have really wanted to get laid, God.
On 34th Street and 8th Avenue. So there's this guy there. So we're like,
Andre.
Oh, okay. Right, his name is Andre. So we go to Andre and see some guys go in, so it's perfect. See some guys going to this building. I'm like, this is it.
Madison Square Garden.
No.
Post office.
Not too far from there, believe it. It wasn't
too far. Yeah, the post office. You at the post office.
Oh, no.
Like entrance to the post office. Okay, right in there, man.
And he's wearing a uniform.
So anyway, so we give this guy the $200, right?
Oh, no.
So we go in the building. He's like, you know, have a good time. He tells us, go to the third floor. Goes, it's like 307, something like that. And he's like,
307 in the morning, or that's the room number?
The room number was like 307.
Okay.
So, right, as we get to the third floor, we're starting to realize as we get out, there's nobody there. 307, there's no 307. There's a bunch of dudes who got this stupid look on their face, like, yo, where the hell did this guy just send us to? Get the scam, he sent us upstairs for nothing. He took off with the $200, and he did it to me and my boy and a bunch, like five other guys.
Wow.
So you figure
you couldn't go downstairs and beat the guy up?
Yeah, they were gone.
Yeah, they hopped into a cab and they took that money and they went over to a real club.
Exactly.
So, I mean, like, we never told anybody, well, I'm telling you guys, but, we never, like, told anybody about certain...
And scam.
Huh?
Yeah. This is true confessions and scam.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was very stupid of us. And come and find out that this guy was putting an ad also on the Village Voice, so we tried to set him up plenty of times to catch him and beat him up, but we were next.
And how much more money did you lay out and not catch him?
Huh?
How much more money did you lay out trying to catch him?
No, we never did. We were just trying to, like, you know, well, can we just meet you and we'll give you the money and you can send it? And he's like, nah, I can't do it.
Pretend you were someone else and then page the guy back and say, oh yeah, we got this. And then you meet him again.
We tried a couple of times, but we were never able to.
Listen, don't feel bad, man. I paid $500. So
what?
He only spent $200. I spent $500. So,
but that $200 was so important to me at that time. It was like life or death. I needed that $200.
No, man, you needed to meet some ladies. That's what you were all, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So sorry for you, man.
Yeah.
So you coming?
Just got over it, though.
Yeah, man, it's those kind of lessons that, you know, you carry with you for the rest of your life in positive and negative form, you know? And
I look back and I say, how did I fall for that?
Not as bad as
Yeah. Really happy to.
Well, that's a pretty good story, man. That's pretty cool. Man.
All right, guys.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping that Mike comes back from the time machine trip.
So too. Who knows? I don't even have the radio show on, so I can't tell you if we're on the air or not. So. I'm watching the end of this movie, so.
Yeah, you're talking about scams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a buddy of mine got scammed out of 10 G's.
And how did you have that happen?
He got talked into buying this machine, which was supposed to be a diagnostic tool to diagnose carpal tunnel syndrome. $10,000 for the machine, and the guy was going to hook him up with chiropractors where he could use them in the chiropractic offices, and the insurance would pay for it. He was going to make all this money. Bought the machine. The guy taught him how to use it in like 2 hours. He hooked him up with his bogus chiropractor, and after he did it a couple times, they told him that, yeah, the insurance won't pay for it. Now he's stuck with the machine.
Do you have health insurance?
He tried to get the guy to take the machine back, and the guy's like, oh, that's an old model. All I can do is give you $2,000 for it.
Well, wait a minute. So what I don't understand.
Carpal tunnel? What kind of machine is this?
Right, but you're getting a machine that you can't use unless you take it to the doctor's office.
He called me over to look at the machine.
You know what? There are some people that deserve to.
Look, this machine looked like a bad cop from Star Trek. I mean, this machine was, I was like, dude, how could you spend $10,000 on this?
Your guy didn't need the 10 grand. He needed to be released from it.
Yep. And anyway, that was it. Look, but another ongoing scam is the post office. Anybody
the
who
post office.
The post office is actually a scam? The whole thing?
Yo, check this out.
All right.
Anybody
is Kevin Costner in this?
That was a good movie, by the way. I think I'm the only one that liked that movie.
No,
I liked it too. I liked it too.
No, we all like the postman.
Yeah. I love the book better.
When I went to see the postman, I had to wake a dude up when I left. He was knocked out inside of the movie.
All right, don't get sidetracked.
Just walking
don't get
by.
Sidetracked.
All right, cool. Anyway, anyone who sends stuff priority mail, and
I thought Waterworld was better.
Like an envelope, they charge you like $4 to send a priority, and if you send a regular mail, it gets there the same amount of time.
What's that? We missed it.
Ben. Oh, you know what he's saying is that priority mail, they charge you $4.95 to mail a letter, and if you mail a letter for 44 cents, they both arrive at the same time, and he is absolutely correct.
It depends on where you're mailing it to, babe.
If you're mailing in the continental U.S.,
man, I've got to tell you, you mail a California a regular mail, it does not get there the same time priority mail, just so
it's
you
about
know.
About 3 days. And 3 days.
No.
And priority only guarantees 3 days.
It does guarantee. And you can get a tracking number. Sometimes.
Anyway,
that's
you pay extra for that.
That's right.
You pay extra for the priority tracking.
I send packages to
delivery confirmation.
Russia all the time.
Peace of mind.
What's the tracking number on my DGM?
It's a scam.
Yeah.
Bad lead off of it. Later.
Yeah, okay, man. Thank you. From the postal inspector.
Oh, shoot, I think I lost Chris.
Scamming.
Hey, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I may throw this out there, because whether or not people want to accuse you of scamming or not, how about the next couple of times out there, you know, people's premiums once the money clears, how about
enough of that.
chronically delivering them the DGM?
How about what?
Electronically delivering them the DGM.
I did that with Vlad.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you
did. Why do I believe Vlad?
Don't believe Vlad. Look at his name.
Yes, but he has a firm handshake, and he looks you in the eye when he shakes your hand.
Yeah, but it's all a facade.
That was actually the things I accused you on the email. It's like, why would I keep like beating a dead horse?
All right, you know what? Send me an email tonight.
You know what's funny? This was the email.
Send me an email right
I swear
now.
To Joe, I'm going to send it to you. This is the email.
Send it to Joe.
You send it, and it says, you did not deliver it to Vlad. We are here to notify you that you did not deliver it to Vlad.
Wow. Mike Sargent, scam artist.
I swear to God.
You know, Vlad, I don't know. If you're friends
Joe,
with
when
me,
I met
you, you and Joe get along too well for me to trust you.
But you know, Mike, I did meet you. I met you
I met you twice, babe. Hello, you're in the air.
Yeah, you sent me, you promised me DGM, and I got squat. You're the devil.
No, but they sent me, like, this bizarre CD.
It's Dolores, that's what he said. What? They, oh, that's right. They sent him the wrong CD. That's what happened. I remember this, Vlad. Yes, you did send me a picture of you getting the wrong CD.
Yay. Yay.
I'm back. Okay. I'm trying to find the letter. But no, actually, they say we didn't have it, so we're sending you this. I have the letter somewhere.
Send me that, because they have everything in duplicate.
I'm trying to find the letter again, but it was like years ago.
All right, well.
Unbelievable.
I don't know.
Never Rise of the Lycans came out. That was
wow. Rise of the Lycans.
The screening where I met Joe, and he hand delivered me his
premium.
And then you were there.
It was unofficial.
And I met you.
You know why? Because Joe's a professional.
I believe in the personalized service. If I'm going to get somebody,
Joe, why don't you personalize your service to me?
And Mike, in all seriousness, if you've listened to other radio shows, people have been calling in saying they've not gotten their premiums. It's not just you. It's like
unfortunately, it is, and I can't. It's really not a forum to really discuss it. I know they're working on it. It's a lot better than it was.
There's a forum online to commit a claim. It's the best organized way.
It is. It is. And I will say though, seriously, you know, Vlad, you should email me. Email me tonight. Now, while you're on the phone, and just tell me which one it is,
and
I'll do a you send it. How's that? That's what I can do.
Sit down for a minute and send.
Hey, Chris is just going to whatever I'm saying. But anyway, that's what I'd like you to do, Vlad. If you can hear me, Joe, I have a question for you. Do you have any friends who have shaved, carved their teeth down into, sharp points so they can be like vampires?
No, but, I do know they've had dental appliances done.
You have friends with dental appliances?
Yeah, they've, had fangs made.
Mm-hmm.
Any friends with split tongues, like snakes?
Yes, I know somebody has a split tongue.
Gotcha.
Can he move both sides of it? Can he move both sides of the split tongue?
And does each split have a piercing, like two piercings, one in each split?
No, that's a tongue split.
Now, do you know about the cruise, the vampire cruise, Joe?
The vampire cruise, the Halloween in Salem, the Halloween tour that this one guy does to Transylvania every year, the Dracula tour thing. And
so you're up on all that.
I'm up on all. In fact, when I get those.
So let me ask you though. I don't understand the cruise that goes up to the Antarctic, or Alaska, I should say. Why do vampires want to go to Alaska? Explain that. I just don't understand.
When it's always night. In winter,
snow.
What? Didn't he die in the snow? Didn't Frankenstein, Polidori? No. So why the glaciers? Why? Alaska?
Because it's the cold environments from the beginning and the end of Dracula.
Ah, okay.
So the castle up in the mountains, and also the whole Gothic thing. Because yes, you're right. The I forget the name of the ship from Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, where they find the monster on the ice.
Right, right. That was Alaska. I could see a Frankenstein cruise. But just asking, Joe. Just asking.
Hey,
hello,
hey,
you're on the air.
Take a buck.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, who's this?
This is Damien from last week.
Damien from last week. Do you have a scam you want to tell us that you were involved in or pulled into or something?
Involved or pulled into?
Or that you committed if you
scammed?
Oh,
my God. No.
Are you a scammer?
I was scammed one time.
Tell me about the scam.
I took out $2,000 from the bank. And I had these guys sort of, I was very naive back then. They pulled that switcheroo where they had like the newspaper.
No, you gotta start at the beginning. You don't just start like,
yeah,
I'm at the
why
bank
did you
pulling
take out the 2000
no, back up a little. Give it a little context. Context.
Okay. I went to the bank and I took out $2,000.
Just one day you woke up and said, you know what?
I'm 2,000 under the mattress.
I'm going down to the bank. So talk to me. Why were you getting $2,000 out of the bank?
Stock market.
Give it to Andre.
I wanted to buy a motorcycle.
You wanted to buy a motorcycle? Okay, good.
And then these guys came up to me and they said, you know, hey, you know, we can multiply your money. I was stupid enough to get into the car with them.
Wait. They came up to you outside
the
bank?
You stepped into a car with strangers.
You stepped outside the bank with $2,000 in your pocket into a car with strangers.
And I went into a car with strangers.
How old were you?
I was 19.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
19 and dumb. So you know.
What state is this? Where is this? Where is this happening?
Oh, my God. This is in Midtown Manhattan. Somewhere.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
And I thought they were going to multiply my money. What year
is it? How are they going to multiply your money?
He was
going to
find out he was down.
I don't know. I was 70.
All right, so, all right, 1970s? This is the 70s?
Oh, yeah. This was,
okay. 1970.
You say, yeah.
No, 76.
Oh, yeah, the 70s. Their people were scamming all the time.
Yeah. Right. Yo, man.
Monkeys and all the guys running the scams on the street and the watches and everything. And it's like, forget about
it. If you got $2,000, man, I could double your money right now. You got $2,000?
This is
I'll
the
your money
to
right
Scam
now.
City.
Listen, I got this check.
Can I tell my story? You guys going to make me...
No, All right, you guys be quiet. He's got a story from Scam City.
Shut up, guys. Come on. So anyway, I had vague memory of the details. It was so long ago. But I ended up getting an envelope with, newspapers cut inside the bills back. So my $2,000 were gone, and I got newspaper cuttings the size of dollars of your bills back to me in an envelope. That's the way that ended.
Yeah, I remember hearing about scams.
I got ripped off. Yeah. But you know what the good part of it is?
Did you ever get your motorcycle?
No, I had no business getting on a motorcycle to begin with.
I hear you. Maybe God, the hand of God saved you from breaking a leg or saved your life from...
Yeah, that's scary. Yeah. That's scary in Manhattan.
I was dumb enough to get in the car with these guys,
You were lucky you walked out of that car.
I'd have to be a pretty formidable 19-year-old to be like, yeah, all right, I'll get in the car with you.
I was 19,
I'm not afraid. Go ahead.
So the force is with me, or the farce,
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Hey,
well,
let me say one more thing.
I think they used the force on you.
So. Last week when I mentioned...
We're going to double your money.
Yo. Last week I mentioned Damien has his own novel. Damien is not in Steppenwolf. The main protagonist.
Are you talking about yourself
in third person?
No, the main protagonist is Steppenwolf. Harry Haller.
Damien's got a novel out.
Harry Haller.
Damien's
Harry
great.
Steppenwolf.
I'm with
Damien's
you, Damien.
Has his own novel.
Damien doesn't need PR.
I don't want the ghost of Herman Hesse come to haunt me. Herman Hesse is gonna mess with me right now.
I understand. Damien is haunted by Herman Hesse.
Why did you choose Damien and not Sid Harson?
No.
I think Damien's better. That's the name of...
this sounds so funny.
Just
it
Damien.
Really does.
Yeah, but when you say Damien, it's automatically The Omen. No one thinks of Steppenwolf.
Zach.
Steppenwolf. I was thinking of The Omen, yeah.
I was thinking of The Omen.
I was thinking of
The
Dark
Man.
I was thinking of...
That's like the one book no one's read of Herman Hesse.
Right, Damien?
No, Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf.
I read that one.
They made that album.
No, they've read Sid Hartha or other, but not Steppenwolf.
You really read that book?
I did. Yeah. I did. Because I got obsessed with the band back when I was 14, and I had to read the book.
Oh, you got what with the band?
I got obsessed.
Born to be wild.
Steppenwolf.
Mm. Oh, that explains it.
That's why she's here.
No, here's the thing. Did she give a story about being scammed?
Of course she did. You missed it.
Missed it.
You're in Massachusetts.
Well, yeah, she went to a Korean.
And you don't have an iPhone. If you have an iPhone,
to a Korean massage,
you could go on get one of those apps to listen to the show while you're about to call in, and you could be really happening.
Man.
You could be happening.
Hey, Mike.
She went into a Korean massage parlor and I thought it was a psychic. That was the scam.
Is that what you did?
No, that's just Vlad's.
No, it was totally Greek.
Vlad's.
And it was a bedroom.
It's Greek.
Hello, you're on the air.
Well, didn't the term psychic
hey,
kind of like
wanted to ask.
Yes.
What did you think of Black Dynamite?
I loved it. Loved it. I did
oh, I loved it too.
Loved it. It's great. Black Dynamite was great. I interviewed Scott and Michael and did a whole thing. You
missed Isn't there
it.
An animation coming out?
Yeah, it's out. It's out now. I've seen bits of it. Yeah, this it's great. And they do the voices, and Michael Jai does the voices. It's great.
And in the movies, or is it coming out in the movies, or is it on DVD?
I think it's probably on the internet somewhere.
Oh, that's cool, man. I love it. Every time I finish a conversation with a friend of mine, I'm, Dynamite!
Good thing we don't hang out. And,
Take care, man. Take care.
All right. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
A very good frugal. You know, I was wondering...
A very good frugal? You said, what did you say?
I had a backup in my basement a couple of years ago.
Are you going in and out of English, sir?
Huh?
I understand you, and then all of a sudden it sounds like you're speaking another language.
You understanding me?
Yes, now.
I had a backup in my basement.
Ah, backup. Yes, I'm with you now.
Some years
backup,
ago. Backup.
Like you a mean, toilet?
What?
No, the whole
no, it's
the,
his computer program.
From the sewer on the road. And I had flood insurance.
You had a sewer on the
he's,
road?
He's telling us an insurance scam. Go ahead. You had flood insurance.
No, this is not a scam.
Okay.
The insurance company paid... sent in six guys and they cleaned it.
Okay.
And then I got a check after for the remainder of the money.
Okay.
And about 2 weeks after, they sent me a letter canceling the insurance.
Hey.
That's what they do all the time.
Well, you know, that's because they realize you're a risk now. If that happened, like it could happen again. We could lose money on you.
Why I brought this up, I wonder what is happening to the people in New Jersey. Who's having floods in their basement?
They may have to change.
Yeah. My apartment building.
They may have to change.
What could happen to those people?
Your apartment building flood?
Yeah, but mine is okay. I'm on the second floor.
I'm sorry for them.
Yeah, they moved out.
Because the insurance company only collects your money and don't want to pay out.
That's true of all insurance companies.
That's true.
Yes, it is.
That's true.
So thank you for taking my call.
Oh, of course, man.
Yeah, well, we're right here for you, man. You know, if you ever feel bad, you can always call us.
You're tuned to listener-sponsored radio.
We won't scam you, man.
WBAI. The name of the show.
Night Shift.
It only happens here.
On Night Shift.
commissary.
I'm still here.
Still there. Joe, are you still there? Are you multitasking? How's that movie going?
Joe left.
Joe left. He's become intermittent. Rachel, do you have another story? I think
you
do.
Oh, plenty of stories. Many bedtime stories.
Talk to me.
I only have an hour to do them.
We're going to compress time.
I like this one. Oh, from Reuters. City introduces tax meters for prostitutes.
Okay, talk to me.
In Berlin, prostitutes in the German city of Bonn must carry a ticket purchased from a new parking meter-like machine while working the streets or face hefty fines from tax authorities.
They gotta get like a parking meter-type ticket for how long they work that street.
Yep.
Wow.
For €6, they can buy this ticket, and it'll ensure the tax system is fairly implemented. Because in Germany,
how much is for an all-day pass?
In Germany, ladies of the night, says the Reuters article. Night, ladies. In case anyone watches this. Anyway, the level of which varies from region to region, they pay an income tax. But compliance is difficult to enforce with women seeking business on the street.
So, they put up a meter.
So they have this sort of ticketing thing. I have a ticket. And if caught without a ticket, offenders will be reprimanded, then face fines, and later even a ban.
Banned from the street?
The streets of Bonn.
Wow.
Banned from Bonn.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's completely left. It's like science fiction to me. Chris?
Yes.
So what do you think of that concept?
That's crazy.
It's kind of wild, though, that they found a way to do it. It's like, okay, they can't tax you for what you're doing. They can't really know what you're paying. But they can tax you for actually walking the street.
No, they do tax you. They do tax you in Bonn.
In what? In
your
volume?
Income, there's an income tax.
Yeah, but who's going to be honest on there? Like, I had, you know, what, like...
It's definitely,
you know,
true.
X amount
but
of...
But I'd imagine that the number of nights that you work is directly related to the income tax rather than the amount of income you make.
You think so?
Sure.
And who tells them how many nights they work? Like, would you be honest if you were...
I wouldn't be honest at all, but... Of course. But these ticketing things would probably help.
They'd help get money out of you. There it is. Joe, are you there? All right, do you know the phone number here, Chris? Do you remember?
212-209-2900. Do you remember the number?
212-209-2900. If you've been scammed, please. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Well, I guess not.
Hello?
I just saw this story here, and I don't know. It's just, to me, it's sort of, I just don't know how this is humanly possible, okay? It says here, widow eats 183 wings. Okay.
That was me.
I'm just saying, okay? And it says here, and this is in Buffalo, Sonia.
Of course it was in Buffalo.
Where else would it be?
Exactly. And this is in Buffalo. Sonia Black Widow Thompson.
Wait, her middle name is Black Widow?
Black Widow.
Oh, come
on. 183 chicken wings in 12 minutes.
Did you find this in The Onion?
This is in the Daily News. This is today's Daily News. This is the reason I brought it in the paper. I'm just going to read you a few headlines. It's like, I guess news takes a holiday, because every story in here is ridiculous.
Nobody respects the Daily
News. Pablum. do they respect the Post more? Come on. And anyway, it just goes on to say that this woman, she ate 183 wings in two minutes at the Buffalo Annual Wings Festival. Okay, somebody who came in second ate like 174. Okay, she had also won the hot dog eating contest earlier in the year.
Oh, wow.
So,
hot dogs do you know?
Yes, it does say here. If I could actually read this.
Because wings have no meat on them, and everybody knows.
Come on. But yeah, but come on. Like, what at 12 minutes, do you just take a bite?
I bet it's a bite.
Destruction? That's what I want to know. All right, but here's the thing. It says here, How many hot dogs she you read it. I can't read it. There's no light here.
Did she eat a whole man's worth of hot dogs?
You know, she ate...
whole 180 pounds or whatever?
She ate a bunch of hot dogs.
Yeah, I can't read.
I just want to know if she stays in the hot... you can't read it?
I don't know. It's all very confusing.
I feel better. Okay, you see it? How many hot dogs?
No.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, hi. I just want to say something about Steppenwolf. Possible.
Yeah, please.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Did you read Narcissus and Goldmund?
No, I only read...
That's the whole context of Hermann Hesse.
And Siddhartha.
Yeah, it's like the relationship between Kirk and Spock.
So you'd recommend it?
And creativity.
Would you recommend it, then?
Yeah, well, that's the whole context of his writing. Without it, I don't see how you can understand Steppenwolf.
Oh, how could you possibly understand if you hadn't read it?
Yeah, it's impossible! You minions!
Elephant in white pajamas!
I am but a peasant.
Yes, how can you possibly understand?
Well,
hello, you're the heir.
Mike Sargent Campetti here.
David Campetti, wow.
Yeah. What?
David, are you watching us on stream?
I'm listening.
You're listening. You're not watching, though.
Not watching, because
I'm
working.
So you don't know what the mystery creature is, then.
I assumed you were a mystery creature.
Well,
that's
a
whole different story.
That is a different story. So, Dave, do you have any scams? Any scams? Have you ever been scammed? I know you have a good scam.
Oh, yes.
Wait. Before you tell it, say hello to Rachel.
Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
This is Dave Campetti.
Hi, Dave.
Dave would love you. He would make a comic book character out of you. This is what he does.
Mm.
He takes beautiful women, turns them into comic book characters, he even marries some of them.
Do you want to get married?
Well, no, he's already married to Trump, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, most insurance is a scam. You know that.
True. But tell me, I want to hear a specific you got
a specific one. Yeah, a specific one. Let's see, insurance. I needed surgery done because of a nasal infection some years ago. Got it pre-approved because you have to go through those steps. Did the surgery. After the surgery, they disapproved it because they said, oh, gee, as part of the surgery, they had to fix a deviated septum, and that's an existing condition, so we don't have to pay any of the $10,000 now.
Wow. Right. They probably got guys on staff reading through the stuff. All right, I got it here. Look. They did this at the same time, so we don't have to pay anything. Really, why? Because it's in a pre-existing system. Yeah, yes! Okay, great!
Condition.
They have people looking through that scanning through it just to find loopholes, I'll bet.
Dave had the same thing happen to me. I had nasal surgery, and they said it was a pre-existing condition.
Yep.
But, you know, I got it reversed, so...
Yeah, I wasn't so lucky. Fought it for a couple of years, went nowhere. The next surgery I had was a back surgery.
Okay.
And we very carefully went through everything, and I was told the maximum you should expect to pick because you've hit your deductible is about $1,000. So, of course, after the surgery and after the insurance company paid, I was hit with about $8,000 in bills, mostly from doctors I'd never heard of, for unidentified procedures. That when I asked what the procedure...
Well, you were knocked out. You were knocked out.
They couldn't tell me.
They brought him in.
Well, breast implants are expensive.
Yes.
You'd know.
There it is.
Yeah, so... yeah.
Wow. All right. Do you have any other personal scams? No naivete scams?
Oh, the closest I come to something like that is the usual horror stories of hiring a somebody to fix your house. Like we hired someone, the house back in West Virginia.
Okay.
Where we were doing a remodel on the whole inside, paid... somebody took way too long to do the bathroom upstairs, but at least it got done. Got started on the kitchen, tore up the kitchen, threw it in the yard, and made off with about $5,000.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I've heard a lot of horror stories about man with a van. You know on Craigslist when you're looking for someone to move your stuff and there's always a man with a van and he's always convenient?
And what's the scam?
Well, the deal is that you pay for the man and then you pay for, his assistant to help you and then you pay by the hour. And then he always brings 10 guys with him.
Really?
For your one apartment. And then they come, and, I mean, you have to pay them whatever they want. Because they have all your stuff.
They have all your stuff. Wow.
That's, I've never that's used Man with a Van on Craigslist.
Really? Yeah. I've heard a lot of scams I've heard are people who go and pay a deposit for an apartment. They're shown this apartment.
Yeah.
And it's somebody who just happened to have the keys or whatever, and they got in, they showed, they picked a deposit, and they have absolutely no right. Somebody was on vacation or whatever. And these people have moved up from wherever and have nowhere to live.
Sure. Yeah.
And no money. And no money now to live somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
I've heard a lot of those. Wow. So who else is here? Hello, Dave, you're still here?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you've been listening the whole time, Dave?
For about an hour.
About an hour. Okay. Now, where are you, Dave? You're now in sunny Florida?
Oh, yeah. I have a home and office in Orlando.
All right. What's your take on this, Rachel? This is another what I consider to be a ridiculous product. You tell me whether
another hair growing system.
No, this is not. This is not. You tell me, Dave, if this sounds like a scam to you.
Oh, Migraine Magic Plus. Plus. Okay. Is it the rare Magic Migraine?
Migraine Magic Plus.
Guaranteed to give you a migraine?
No, read, please, Rachel.
It's the best thing for migraine relief, short of a prescription.
Because nothing without a prescription gives you any relief at all. Wow. So if it gives you a placebo effect, then it is better than anything without a prescription. So technically it's correct.
I take a lot of Advil. Anyway, little else is as debilitating as a splitting migraine. It can interfere with work and make you physically ill. But there's relief on the horizon with Migraine Magic Plus. This massaging eye mask. Eye mask is engineered to relieve tension by stimulating and restoring circulation around the eyes. In no time, you'll be refreshed
circulation around the eyes.
And revived and ready to take on the world. The secret is in the salt.
Does it really say you're ready to take on the world?
It does. It does say that. No exclamation point. The secret is in the soft silicone polymagnetic feelers.
Feelers
like Brave New World, going to the feelies.
Okay, now we're dealing with magnets.
Yes, polymagnetic feelers.
Magnets.
Get this. They even
polymagnetic. Go ahead.
Thesaurus.
Polymagnetic.
For scamming this.
I grew up next door to her.
That soothingly manipulate.
Manipulate. Yes.
The front of your face around your eyes. Also helps sinus
pain. With the polymagnetic fibers, right?
Double vision and dry eyes. Okay. So it's yours for $59.99.
So wait. Gets rid of double vision and dry eyes?
Oh, yeah. All of it.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
How much?
$59.99. But doesn't that sound crazy? Okay, and the girl who's wearing it, some blonde chicks.
Please hold it up to the... Yeah.
She's wearing these, like, blind people glasses. You know, you've seen that they wrap around the whole thing. Like cover the periphery and all that.
Okay. Please show... For those watching on the Ustream, Rachel is showing the glasses and somebody wearing the Ray Charles version.
Why don't you tell us how to get to this Ustream?
All right, the way to go to Ustream right now is you can go to, just go to the Night Shift Facebook page, okay? And there's a link there. You'll see the Night Shift. You just go to Ustream and you'll see us. And we're live.
It's easier on nightshift.com.
Nightshift.com? All right. What's nightshift.com?
Life is like science fiction.
All right, go to lifeislikesciencefiction.com and go to the, and click on the Ustream.
I see Chucky.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, you see Chucky? Chucky's watching you.
I saw Chucky, and now I see an ad.
Now you see, they have ads for a Night Shift now. And I will bring out the mystery creature in a minute just to see if you can tell what it is.
Yeah, if I can get through the ad first.
You keep calling Rachel.
You want to call Rachel? Call Rachel.
Why do you keep calling?
Just me.
You're not talking about comic books and projects that I do enough. Not nearly enough.
Clearly. Clearly.
Are there any comic books that you've done that I've known?
I'll tell you two things that I've done right now that are in hardcover that you would know about. Now, there's a book out called The Marvel Art of Mike Deodato. It came out about 4 weeks ago and showcases the entire career of Mike Deodato's work, and I wrote that. And
There's a book called Stan Lee's How to Draw Comics. I wrote it with Stan the Man Lee.
You wrote it with Stan the Man Lee?
Yes, I did.
Did you have Stan Lee. Did you have phone conversations with Stan?
A total of two, and basically I wrote it, and he looked it over and said it was great. But officially, I co-wrote it with Stan Lee.
Well, that's good.
I think
that's
he's done that his whole career.
Pretty much. He went, it sounds really good, Dave. Like that.
He's never drawn anything in his life, has he?
No, he doesn't draw. He writes. He creates.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Stay there, Dave. Hello, you're on the air.
Sure. Yes, something happened to me back in the 90s. I was down in Brooklyn.
It's not the backup, right?
No. I was down in Brooklyn, car park, and the guy came up to me and asked if I wanted a VCR to purchase.
In a parking lot, a guy says, do you want to buy a VCR?
Not in a parking lot, that was outside, going for my car.
Yeah.
And he came up and told me $100.
Can you imagine that now?
Hey,
you slug
here.
Him, hipster.
Psst. Over here.
$100.
VCR.
$100. Yeah, man, I got a VCR for you, man.
I get it.
I want 100.
Do you want 100 VCRs or just $100?
No, $100 for the VCR.
Okay.
That one in a box.
Oh,
okay, it was a rock in a box.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
It was better than that. When I gave him $80, took it, went to my car. Well, I had a very big car. One of those...
A very big car?
Yes, I had a very big car.
What kind of car?
I put it in the back seat and opened it up. It was so nicely sealed, wrapped in plastic. And when I opened the box, it was wet newspaper.
Wet newspaper.
He wet the newspaper so it would have to wait.
Maybe.
That's actually kind of brilliant.
Yeah, that is pretty good. That's pretty good.
And my wife said, what you laughing about? I said, well, it's worth the $80.
I've come up with so many scams since the beginning of the show. I've come up with so many scams I'm going to use in so
you
many
have
people.
You have a new scam?
All this newspaper talk.
And Dave, now what else do you have coming up?
Okay.
Dave?
Yes?
What else do you have coming up?
What else do I have coming up? Oh,
anything
man.
That's under $100.
Oh, I'm writing a couple of projects, but they're not announced yet.
Oh, you can't give us a scoop here, Dave. What up, Dave?
I'm working on one called Pandora's Blogs.
Pandora's Blogs.
Yeah. Decided to do a graphic novel. One of these things. One of these silly romantic horror supernatural things. I got tired of seeing all the stuff like Twilight. Good call.
Decided to throw your hat in the ring.
That stuff doesn't make any sense to me. So you know,
Dave, you're not 15. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, you remember years ago I wrote Dark Shadows.
I remember.
And I worked with Anne Rice.
I remember.
Dark Shadows? Seriously?
Yeah, he did it. Dark Shadows comic book. He wrote it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And,
I printed it.
Yeah.
I know Dave. Dave's a former client.
Printed guy.
I printed it.
Yeah, I have only known this guy for 20-some years.
What did you print of the Anne Rice?
What did I print?
Vampire Lestat, Interview with the Vampire, and Queen of the Damned.
There it is.
Awesome.
Yeah. So after dealing with that stuff, and in Dark Shadows, I was trying to figure out a logical way to make it all work because there were so many plot holes. And then I see stuff like Twilight and say, wait a minute, why are they talking about having sex? Because vampires don't have blood coursing through their veins. They can't get a hard on.
Hey, how do you know?
Hey, because it doesn't work. So,
well, didn't the original Bram Stoker, didn't he have sex?
Oh, yeah. You know,
no, but he had a wooden penis.
Oh,
yeah, that must have been rigor mortis.
Yeah, but once they feed, they have blood coursing.
He had rigor mortis. For the rest of his undead life.
Yeah, but the original Dracula had plenty of sex.
Yes, he did. Dave.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I used to have this stand for my American
Dave,
Girl dolls.
Dave, you're defying convention, Dave. You're defying convention.
You can make anything stand up.
Would you expect less of me?
True that, Dave. True that.
Yeah, so doing stuff like that. I'm helping a guy that wants to start a publishing venture. He's
You helped him. You went no. No, what
yeah,
like a scam.
Well, aside from that, he's figured out a different distribution system and so
digital comic. Is it digital comics?
No.
Sounds like a new scam.
I like the system he's come up with, and I've said, sure, we can provide a lot of creative for him. But I have no interest in going back into the publishing end of the publishing. The creative end, yeah. I'm happy to do tons of that. You know, on average, Mike, we're doing a...
Oh, I think we lost Dave. Sorry about that, Dave. Hello, you're on the air. On average, he said something. Hello, you're on the air.
On average, he was...
Guys, I'm sick.
You know what I love? The people who have been listening for like an hour and a half. I've been listening an hour and a half. This is garbage. It's like, why are you listening for an hour and a half?
Change it.
Exactly. Mike, that guy's been waiting a week to do that.
You are probably right. I have something, Chris, that you should know.
What?
Just I'm going to play it, and you should just know it.
Maybe I won't.
You will. It'll bring back memories for you. But you are tuned to Listen to Sponsored Radio. WBAI. We have 8 minutes left. We have no choice but to compress time. We do have tickets for this Thursday screening of Creature at 7:30 p.m. All you have to do is email us at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com, and you will get emailed the ticket that you can just print out and bring and get down to the theater. I believe Joe will be there. Maybe even Byron. I know you won't be there, Rachel. I just know you won't be there.
I have to go to a concert.
You go to a concert? Who are you going to see?
Flying Lotus.
Flying Lotus, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Very good. Yeah,
going to see Flying Lotus. All right, Chris, I'm going to play this. Rachel?
Yes. What? Is it time for bedtime stories?
Yes.
See so many.
Yes, please.
Like the natural-born painkiller found in human saliva.
Talk to me.
Saliva from humans has yielded a natural painkiller up to 6 times more powerful than morphine, researchers say. The substance, dubbed opiorphine, may spawn a new generation of natural painkillers that relieve pain as well as morphine, but without the addictive and psychological side effects of the traditional drug. When researchers injected a pain-inducing chemical into rats' paws, 1 milligram of opiorphine per kilogram of body weight achieved the same pain-killing effect as 3 milligrams of morphine.
Wow, this is in saliva.
This is in your own juice.
Really? So what should you do? Like, it's always
you should do nothing. You should just sit there and chew
and
gum.
Stew and chew gum.
Chew some gum.
And is that what it says? No. Get out.
No, it doesn't say that.
What's the conclusion?
That's my recommendation.
What's the conclusion statement? That's just wrong.
Spit on their wound.
It doesn't say anything. It just says the rats needed 6 times as much morphine as opiorphine.
Maybe they shouldn't have taken the saliva from morphine addicts.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I'm reading a lot about bacteria in the mouth. There's different bacteria on every tooth, apparently.
Yes.
So much bacteria. I mean, it very much varies from place to place what sort of natural bacteria is living in your body.
Actually, you can get rabies from a human bite more than a dog.
There's bacteria, different rabies kinds of bacteria in every area of your body.
No, sure. In Japan, apparently, there's like a certain bacteria that lives in the intestine that digests seaweed. better than most bacteria, so taking all these antibiotics is actually sort of killing off this good bacteria for eating seaweed. Because seaweed's really hard to eat.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a scientific fact that you have more bacteria in your gut than you have in every cell in your body.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Yeah, there's a really great article in last week's Science Times, in the New York
Times.
Doesn't
make sense. Like,
all about it.
Cerebrally.
Sorry about that. Well,
just a dramatic moment.
I just want to say that you are tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI 99.5 FM. This has been Night Shift, and we're down to the last 5 minutes, 4 minutes, and you can visit us on the web at lifeislikesciencefiction.com, and you can friend us or like us or whatever it is. I like it better when you can be a fan of something on Facebook.
Than friends.
Yeah. No, now
we're above you if you
like,
fan
you
us.
Can like it.
But
can
if we're
like
friends,
it.
We're equals.
No, it's liking now. No more fan.
Liking.
No, it's liking.
I don't like you, but you
can,
like me.
You can like us on Facebook. NITESHIFT. Night Shift. So do you know what this is, Chris? Chris?
Yes, I'm here.
You know what it is?
James Bond.
Hello, you're on the air.
Filthy sick. Filthy sick.
What did he say?
Filthy sick.
Okay.
Sick, filthy. Dirty, filthy.
Filthy. Sick. Who? Which one?
Hello, young
lady. Lady, blonde lady.
All right. Do you have one last story to read? Do you have one last story to read? I don't even know if people can see you. Can you read your last story? You have a last story about the buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
The buffalo.
No, it's not about the buffalo. It's about the white rhino.
I'm sorry. The rhino.
Kind of similar.
Yes.
Well, the odds aren't great for male northern white rhinos looking for love. Only two females are left on the planet. And imminent extinction does not seem to make rhinos particularly horny. The last time this captive population produced a baby was in 2000. Now there may be a way to save this and other endangered species with stem cells rather than sex.
They can save the white rhino?
The white rhino is quite beautiful.
And it's endangered. How many are left? Does it say?
Because they're white.
I don't know.
Yes.
I can't find it.
Rhino, they wouldn't have bothered.
Vlad. They wouldn't have bothered if they weren't white. You're a fool. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Lewis, and I just wanted to call with a quick...
Quick, intro. You got a quick scam? Quick.
No, not a quick scam. Oh, you were just playing the Bond music a few minutes ago.
Yes.
I just wanted to know, are you aware that Adele may be singing the next Bond theme?
Who?
Adele.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I really wish that, Amy Winehouse
wasn't dead?
Well, no, she was supposed to do it, and Alicia Keys got it, the last one. But I wish she had gotten to do it, because she probably would have done it great.
Yeah, she's good.
Was it going to be that same song?
Mike,
I thought that song.
Didn't the company fold under?
The what?
Was it going to be that same?
Oh.
All right, you both talked at the same time. What?
Talking to me or the other guy?
Vlad.
No, didn't the company fold under? Because I saw it on the news. That's why they couldn't.
What company fold under?
For the James Bond films.
No. MGM UA, who owns half the rights to Bond, were in the process of selling themselves. And since they didn't have a buyer yet, they couldn't really make the film. So it was on hold. But I think somebody bought it, like Tom Cruise or somebody. So, and what were you going to say?
Did you see the new Star Wars Blu-ray?
No, it's not out yet.
I think it is.
It's not out to the 16th. I think.
It's out like the 16th, something like that. I would have it, all right?
If I was camped
with that, I would have it.
Did you hear they're going to have Blinken, and Darth Vader's going to say no.
Yeah, I've seen all the stuff that they're changing as Darth Vader says no. It's his work. He can tinker with it.
Yeah, but I think he's kind of like, it's kind of like he knows the fans hate it, so whatever they hate, I think he wants to punch.
I think he doesn't care. He's like, whatever.
He just needs
the fans. Like, he made it, it's his art.